والجماعة.
तुझको मैं ढूंढूं कहां, अब तेरे बिन सोना सोना जहां, तेरी खबर ना कोई तेरा पता, तू है कहां मेरी प्यारी माँ। ए माँ तुझको मैं ढूंढूं कहां, अब तेरे बिन सोना सोना जहां, तेरी खबर ना कोई तेरा पता, तू है कहां मेरी प्यारी माँ।
भुलाने से तुझको
भूल सकता नहीं,
भुलाने से तुझको
भूल सकता नहीं,
तेरा नाम मेरे दिल से जाता नहीं, तेरा नाम मेरे दिल से जाता नहीं।
अल्लाह से कह कर एक पल के लिए आ जा, अल्लाह से कह कर एक पल के लिए आ जा, बचपन की लोरी फिर से सुना जा।
ऐ माँ तुझको मैं ढूंढूं कहां, अब तेरे बिन सोना सोना जहां,
तेरी खबर ना कोई तेरा पता, तू है कहां मेरी प्यारी माँ।
हर दम रहोगी मेरी।
अस्सलामु अलैकुम व रहमतुल्लाहि व बरकातुह। This is your program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 11th of Muharram, 1446 in South Africa, in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa surroundings. It is the 12th of Muharram, 1446. Let's welcome our Honorable Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Azaid Khan, Jazakallahu khairan.
Today our topic is on the rank of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, as well as Durus-e Karbala, the lessons of Karbala. Mufti Saab, our first question is, we say Sahaba, Sahaba radiallahu anhum. What is the meaning of Sahaba?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihil Kareem, Amma Ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you see the word sahib, you say Maulana Zahid Khan sahib, you see like that. So it means a companion, so that you are my sahib, like that. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was gone for the hijrah, and left for the hijrah, the migration. And there Almighty Allah speaks of it in Surah 9, verse number 40. Thaniyathnain. So you see, that Quran says Thaniyathnain ithuma fil ghar idh yaqulu li sahibihi. That's the word there. Idh yaqulu li sahibihi. So remember that sahaba, sahib, all that come from the root letter sahiba, which means to be the companion and so forth. So what we need to understand at this juncture is just, what is the definition of a sahabi? That is the important thing. So sahabi is that person, male, female, adult or child, who met Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically, shook hand, whatever, or saw Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was during the state of Iman, and he or she passed away with Iman and Islam. So who will be excluded? So there were 100,000 million people in the world, so you must remember, but they died as kuffar. They died as munafiqeen. They died as mushrikeen. So remember, so they are not called sahaba. So that is the mistake the kuffar Shias make. They say that you will say that these people are sahaba. But half the time they're quoting examples of the munafiqeen and hypocrites. So sahabi are only those people there who met Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of iman, or saw the master alayhi wa sallam in the state of iman. And thereafter, you must remember that they passed away with iman and so forth. There were many people, Muslims, you must remember, who were there in the time of Nabi alayhi wa sallam. But for some reason or the other, you know, they couldn't travel to Medina or Makkah for that matter. And they could not meet the Master alayhi salam. Two who are famous come to mind. You take, for example, Najashi. So Najashi is here in Habasha, is here in Ethiopia. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in Makkah and Medina. So they didn't meet. So you take, for example, the famous hadith in Muslim Sharif. About Najashi, you must just remember Surah 5, verse 83, the beginning of the seven Jews, the seven Subara. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَىٰ أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيدُ مِنَ الدَّمِ. That how they brought iman. When Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala read Surah Maryam and so forth, they were weeping and crying before they embraced Islam. Me and you are born Muslim, me and you have embraced Islam, but never we cry when we read Quran or we hear Quran. Very seldom, see. So that's a Zameen Asman ka fark. Al farq bayna Thara wa Thuraya. So then you take that person, you must remember that he was looking after his mother. What was his name? Uwais. Sayyidina Uwais al Qarni. So you must remember that. So in the hadith in the Muslim Sharif, so Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, khayru tabi'in, the best tabi. You see, one of the best he is. So the people who are the companions and then the successors, the tabi'in. So they was there. But he was living in time of Nabi alayhi salam, but making so much khidmat and serving his mother, the master alayhi salam told him, that spoke about him, that when you meet him, tell him to make dua for you. Sayyidina Umar used to wait Hajj time. The delegations would come from Yemen and so forth. Is Uwais there? No. Uwais there? Lo and behold, he was there. He embraced him, hugged him, told him, make dua for me. Said, you Amirul Mu'mineen, you are Khalifa Thani, the second successor. You're asking me? Then he narrated this entire episode, mentioned in Muslim Sharif and so forth. So you call them such people who live with iman, who passed away with iman, but they never met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They never saw Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in real life. We don't speak of dreams and that. So you must remember, then you call them mukhadrameen. Mukhadrameen. Mukhadrameen, meem, kha, dod. Mukhadrameen, ra, meem, ya, noon. So it means they lived in time of Nabi alayhi salam, but for some reason or the other, they could not meet the master alayhi salam. I gave you two examples, famous. One is Najashi, we can say radiallahu anh, for Uwais radiallahu anh. So you must remember that. There's dalil for them and evidence for them. So there's no problem with that. So you can say that, you must remember, may Allah be pleased with them and so forth. But they didn't have the sharaf and the honor to be a sahabi. And who are sahaba? Go to Mishkat Sharif in the starting. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who says, ikhtarahumullahu li suhbati nabiyihi. Allah jalla wala selected them. See the word suhba, sahaba, all that, sahiba, all. So that Allah jalla wala chose them, selected them. Say selected is better. So, for the companionship of the Master alayhi salam, وَلِإِقَامَةِ دِينِهِ, and to establish the deen of Islam in various parts of the world. So, then you go on, you must remember that, you see, there's no election here. If you look, obviously Sahaba are not Anbiya and Prophets, but if you look at the similarity, it's something really striking and telling, you know. You take Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, prophets and messengers. Who are they? They were selected by Almighty Allah. Allahu a'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalata. Allah alone knows who He makes and takes as His prophet and messengers. Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusula wa min al-nas. Allah selects the malaika, the angels and prophets and messengers. So you have selection, not election. You can see what a mess when you have elections. You look at South Africa, you look at Britain, you look at America. You see the guy Trump got the extra hole and so forth. You must remember that. So all the shaitans, you must remember this. Selection. And then, not election. And then you see Anbiya, prophets are ma'soom, protected by divine protection. Remember that, from all vices and all sins. So that is important. Second one, you must remember, plus minus, they were 124,000. So when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed Hajj, plus minus 124,000. But the difference is this, they are not prophets and messengers. Anbiya are ma'soom. And Sahaba, we believe, are mahfuz. What is the definition of mahfuz? Even when they committed mistakes, even if they committed sins, even if they committed major sins. So, alhamdulillah, that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala spoke of them in the noble Quran and said, وَلَقَدْ عَفَىٰ أَنْكُمْ. Allah has forgiven you. Almighty Allah states in Surah 57, verse number 10, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى, that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has promised each one of you that you will be Jannati, you see. So therefore you will be going to Jannat al-Firdaus. So we must draw that distinction. Mahfuz will mean that even if they committed sins, but their iman was such high level, immediately they made tawbah. They made tawbah, sincere tawbah before their death and so forth. Allah gave them bisharat and glad tidings and so forth. So therefore we hold them in the highest, highest esteem. So that is what we must remember. The difference between prophets, messengers and sahaba radiallahu anhu. There are some striking similarities, but we need to get it right. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala first, He was, He is, He's the only one supreme being, the Khaliq, the Malik, the only creator, the only possessor of the universe, entire universe. Then Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then all the prophets and messengers. And thereafter in rank, remember Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's family, the Ahlul Bayt and so forth. And thereafter come the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, all the Sahaba. Ahlul Bayt also, Abu Lahab and all of them are the family of Nabi alayhi salam, Abu Talib. So all uncles, but dispatched to Jahannam, Bukhari Sharif's hadith, and Quran and Bukhari and all that. So the Muslim family, that is what we must understand, the honorable wives, the children, the grandchildren, so that is Ahlul Bayt. So we must not get carried away, and we must understand these issues properly. There must be no doubt lingering in our minds.
Mufti Saab, amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, can we say that some were better than others?
Almighty Allah says in the Quran, تِلْكَ الرُّسُولُ فَدَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمَ لَا بَعْضٍ. So in the prophets and messengers also, Allah Ta'ala made some greater, more meritorious, more virtuous than the others. So obviously in Sahaba. So also there was the greatest, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali. We, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, say the greatest of Sahaba are who? The Ashara Mubashara. Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, right? Then there will be Sa'ad and Sa'id. Sa'ad ibn Waqas and Sa'id bin Zayd. Then Talha and Zubair. So see, so they were the great Sahaba. Zubair bin Awam and Talha bin Ubaidullah. And thereafter, you must remember, is who? Abdurrahman bin Auf and Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. So these are Tilka Ashatun Kamila, the greatest companions. If we were now at Masjid Nabawi, I should have showed you the exact place where Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them the dead tidings. This is Sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. You see, when the Turks, the Khilafat Usmaniyah, the Ottoman Empire, when they were in charge for 6 centuries plus of the whole Ummah, basically. So, then in the Haramain Sharifain, everything. So they never wrote anything, but they made nishani, they left signs. So if you came in those days, then in the 50s, 60s, 70s and all that, so say even 80s to a certain extent, so before Fahad started all this reform and all this business, so early 80s, so you must remember then that what had happened was that if you come to Babi Jibreel, then next to Babi Jibreel, they had, like you must remember, 10 pillars. Not very high, small, short pillars. So when I used to go in the 70s, 74, we went for Ramadan, 75 for Hajj, 76 before coming home, 79 before coming home, 80 before I got married, 79 with Allah's help and mercy. So we performed Hajj and came. So that was the golden era for me personally to visit all the sites. They were, at the time we learned a little bit Arabic and what have you. So we go by this sheikh, show me this, show me this, show me. And the crowds were small, so it wasn't a problem, you see. Every round, you could kiss the Hajar-e Aswad, like that and so forth. So they would show you all these places, and they would tell you that they made nishani. They just left a sign and symbol and so forth. Then come, you must remember the Sahaba who participated in the Battle of Badr. You must remember. So that is Farakhi Maratib. So that is how that you come to know the rank status of Sahaba. See, I teach you something very nice. Understood? Always we must remember this. Whether we are addressing ulama, whether we are addressing students, whether we are addressing the public, whether we are doing it on radio. Who was the teacher? He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran is telling you that. Hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustana Ahmad is telling you. Inna ma bu'ithu mu'allima. I was sent as a teacher. You see that? So that is that. Now, the teacher, the best teacher in the world for all times, all places, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So who were the students? The Sahaba. The male, the female, the adults, the children. So you see, nowadays, if you listen to my lectures tomorrow, inshallah, I'll be here in Jami Masjid. You know Jami Masjid here, opposite Signet, run by Mias Farm, so mashallah. So we'll be there, inshallah, al-Aziz. 20 past 12, the lecture starts, 22 it ends, and then they give azan and what have you. So anyway, so when I deliver lectures now, so I read Inna Allahu Malaikatahu Salawat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we will mention, you understood, that Assalamu Alaikum, all that, we greet everybody. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth. And if you're on radio, then we'll take the radio's name, that we, whoever the listeners, respected listeners of Sirius FM, or Radio Al-Ansar, or Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jamala. Then we give the date. Like tomorrow, inshallah, we will say it is the 12th of Muharram 1446. You see? So why am I addressing that? So we must know Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam as teacher of every strata of society. Male, female, young, old, everybody. You see? So that is what we must try and do. So the teacher Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best students, Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So what is the curriculum? Quran is telling you. Tonight is Jumu'ah. Tomorrow is Jumu'ah. Suratul Jumu'ah. Surah Jumu'ah is chapter 62. It comprises 11 verses, contains 11 verses. And then what you see? I'm reading for you now. Yatlu alayhim ayatihi. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had to rehearse and recite the Quran Sharif for them. So what lesson we learn? Today people want to sit on the internet, sit on their laurels, think of Hadi and so forth, and think that I'll learn how to read Quran. You can't learn Quran like that. You must go by a teacher. Their mother tongue was Arabic, but yet they required a teacher. See? So this is now, that was the micro. Now you come to the macro, so you must remember is our maktab, our makatib. Therefore, one of the greatest tragedies in South Africa and the world, but more so South Africa, You must remember from the 30s, 40s, 50s, ki Allah give Miasfam jazai khair for that. They played a magnificent role. So Miasfam was established in 1940, you must remember that. Then they took over the whole, you know, the Transvaal, you must remember that. Today Transvaal is what? Is your, you must remember, Gauteng, your Mpumalanga, your Limpopo, all that is Transvaal. So you must remember that. And they had inspectors, and they had syllabi, and they had a well-structured system called Maktab. Morning we go school, afternoon madrasa, you rich family, poor family, whatever you go. So one of the greatest tragedies that took place after 94, then Islamic schools started blossoming everywhere. And you see the Maktab system was totally abolished, or it was decreased or undermined in the. So that was a great disservice to Islam. Nobody in the world will convince me that the Muslim school, Islamic school, first of all, there's no Islamic school. So rather we just call it Muslim school, can replace a maktab. That we will never accept. You understood? That environment was a sacred environment, a holy environment. You go now to the Muslim school, these, that, you will see 101 things there, photos, these, that. You will see 101 other things there. They take easy example. I still, till today is my habit. You understood? You see, this is Quran Sharif. We'll hold it like this. We'll hold it like this. We'll hold it high and right next to our chest, our heart. So that is how we are taught, we are trained. And then I would hit the students in Darul-Uloom. If they take Quran and just put, you understand, they carry it like a book, or they put it just upside down. I say, come, I put you upside down. You know, give them one shot. I say, what's the meaning of وَمَيْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْبُ الْقُلُوبِ. So you must show respect to the landmarks, the symbols of Almighty Allah. When that is now, that is a sign that your heart has got taqwa, piety, Allah consciousness. Just take the Quran like an ordinary Yosin Bukhan. Now the child is going with the car, he's going with a bicycle, going with a scooter, going walking. He got that backpack. What do you call backpack? Chief. He put the Quran inside there. So what has happened to the Quran? It's no more in front, it's at the back. Kitab Allah wa ra'a zuhuri. That is what it is. Ka'annahum la ya'lamun. Like they know nothing about what the Quran is. So from where to where it went, that azmat of the Quran, that majesty of the Quran, it disappeared already. So we must understand these finer points, you know. So anyway, go ahead, you must remember, yatlu alayhim ayati. Where you see Sayyidina Umar, before reading the Quran Sharif, he would kiss the Quran and say, Hada dusturu Rabbi. This is the constitution of my Allah. Ikrima, the enemy, his father was the enemy of Islam. But Allah Ta'ala give hidayat. Then after Fatih Makkah, he embraced Islam. Battle of Yarmouk, he gave his life, his son all. He said that we must give the best. Both of them passed away in that battle. See? Time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. So the point here is this, Ikrima radiallahu anhu sahaba, that what they did, so remember, he would kiss the Quran and say, Hada kalamullahi ta'ala. This is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. So that is what we have to instill and inculcate. Yatlu alayhim ayati wa yuzakihim tazkiyah. Tazkiya is what? You must remember today we call it tasawwuf. That is our term. But the proper term is tazkiya. So you must remember that. So tazkiya is externally and internally. Tazkiya is what? So you must remember that. That outwardly we must be protected from kufr and shirk, from blasphemy, idol worship, polytheism. Internally, from pride, arrogance, jealousy, nifaq, all that. Hubbe maal, hubbe jah, hubbe dunya, excessive love for this wealth, excessive love for status, excessive love for this world, glitter and glamour and so forth, for name and fame and all. So we all are guilty to a certain extent. So we use a key him. Hazrat Mufti Nizaul Aqsa, my honorable ustad. So what he told me once, he said, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, who's buried in South Africa, spent 40 years, how many? 40 years. You must remember what Hazrat Sheikh, what Hazrat Muhammad Zakariya, Sheikh al-Hadith, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, then uske baad khilafat mili. Then only became Khalifa. after 40 years. So today, if the sheikh tell you, you must spend 1 year, 5 years, you'll say, bhai, just talking stories now, what I'm doing. You see, today, we also a little bit zigzag, you know. So we use a key him, see, tazkiya. So Abul Hasan Nadwi, who studied his life? How? Who made him Abul Hasan Nadwi? So you must remember by Sheikh Abdul Qadir Raipuri, Rahimahullah, and all the other, Al-Barakah Ma'akabirikum. So Sahih Hadith in Ibn Hibban, and remember Sheikh Albani also said Sahih Hadith. So the barakah will come when you spend time and companionship of the elders, remember that. So they got the know-how, they got, how many we saw? We saw Hazrat Jinawar Allah Marqadahu. We saw Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, Rahimahullah. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, Rahimahullah. Fourth Mufti Mahmood. Mufti Mahmood Sahib of Gangohi of India, Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib of Pakistan, you must, he's our Ustad also. He completed Bukhari Sharif. Then remember, we were the last students, and then after 1-2 months, then he passed away. You must remember that few months. And in that way, so Tazkiyah, this is a big lacking. Maulana Itishamwalak Thanvi came to South Africa. That's it, twice he came. So he used to go to Rustenburg and stay there also. There was a Maulana Abdul Salam Sahib in there, Rahimahullah. I went to his grave also the last time. And Maulana Itishamwalak is buried there next to it, behind his masjid there. So anyway, you must remember, somebody asked him, Hazrat, you studied there in Deoban and all, and our South African old ulama also studied there. You understood? And the old madaris there, you understand? Saharanpur and Deoban and Jalalabad and Dabel and all. But ek numaya farq hai, but how come you all have reached another level and our ulama have reached another level? What is the difference? So see, bahut pyara jawab he gave. He said, asal mein, you Afriki tulaba, that you foreigners, you know, when Dora Hadith finish, first thing you just book your ticket and you're gone. Steamer hati gela, gone with a boat ship or gone with a plane and you're gone, finish. We wouldn't do that. Hum kisi Allah wala ke daman pakarte the. So we used to go sit in the khanka of some big sheikh for 1 year. You see? So that now what is happening, which is very good actually. So our students, they're going out for 1 year, Jamaat and all that. So if they spend their time correctly, then a lot of things will be achieved. But now how are they spend their time also another question. But anyway, it's better than nothing. So you must remember that. So that's very important that, you see, that some time must be spent. Like myself, I told somebody now in the trip in Durban, now that I went, I said that when my father passed away in 82, Ramadan, then Hazrat Jinawar Allah Marqadahu came. Oh yes, I told you the story. When I told you, then now I told you. That Maulana Ismail Manga, I asked him that masjid in Chakras Kral, when was this? He said 62. He said Qari Tayyab Sahib came. I said that I know. Mausema used to go around with him and translate. And then in 82, Hazrat Ji came. So then I told you the story that I went there and all that. Then Hazrat Ji, I told him to speak to you alone. And he said that, okay, he took everybody out. Then he said that, what? I said, my father passed away. My mother is insisting I must resign. And then I told Hazrat Ji, whatever faisla you make and you verdict you, I'm not accept it. I won't make it. He was very happy. And then he said, you must just stay there. So for me, it was a pleasure. If I should go anywhere else, I was finished. Understood? Mosema was a fatherly figure. He went through the mill, you must remember. What things happened in his life. He got arrested, then a lot of things, doing Dawat Tabligh in the township, Africans, you know, and all that. So a lot of things happened, which a lot of people still don't know and all that. So when I had to give a talk on last week Sunday, the Sunday that passed, so in Ispingo Beach, the Jami Masjid, you know, the big masjid, where Mona Harun was, Rahimahullah. So I was thinking, a lot of ulama students there, what will I speak? So I said, see, two things came to my mind. One is, I want to speak to you about Maa Qasim Sema and Darum Newcastle. And second, I'll speak to you about the ishtima that is taking place in Darum Newcastle. You see? So then, so briefly, I just gave in this type of things there. So the point I want to make is this. So because you have a senior person, and he will tell you what things they went through. We say, I went to Karachi 74 to 80. He went from 1935 to 44 and not once he came home. Now, what were sacrifices they made? What were giants they saw? علامہ شبیر احمد عثمانی, حضرت مولانا بدر عالم, حضرت مولانا علامہ یوسف بن نوری, حضرت مولانا عبد الرحمن امروہی, حضرت مولانا الیاس, ایمیت مولانا الیاس, اور سنوور اللہ مرکدو. So like that, they made giants, you must remember this type of thing, Hazrat Sheikh and all of it. He didn't meet Hazrat Mohd Thanvi, Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hazrat Thanvi passed away in 43, so but I asked him, he said he never met him. So anyway, you must remember that. So these are people that, you know, they went through that. So the point I want to make is this, that you see, tazkiyah, that is a thing that is really missing in our madrasas, darulums and all that. That way we start developing the love for Allah Ta'ala, love for Nabi alayhi salam, love for Ahlul Bayt, Sahaba. All. So tazkiyah, that is our khankas and all that. And then, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, teach them the kitab. One was yatlu alayhim, and one was to teach them the meaning of the Quran. You see that? So these are the functions of Nabi alayhi salam. Surah 62 verse 2. وَالْحِكْمَةِ, and then teach them the wisdom. Wisdom is what? See, Mufti Zawalak, he teaches me all, teaches us these kind of things. He says, you analyze the word hikmah. You know, we in July. So now in July, handicap day in Durban. So people go crazy. You must remember that. You understood? All haram, obviously, all this betting and all that. So anyway, so he said hikmah, if you look at the philology, history of it, it means that you have a horse. And that horse is racing. So what they put there, what you call in English? So they put that, you must remember, that what you say, you got, what you got on? So that, in English they say. So you must remember, you can't see right, you can't see left, you put that thing on the horse. What's the name? So you must remember how. Simple word that, just slipped my mind. So you must remember that you put that like a, you know, so, for the horse, so it might just look in front and this type of thing there. So, anyway, one of the listeners will send it there under this thing. So, so that is called really hikmah. So, the horse knows what it must do at what time and what place. So, that is hikmah. That you must know that what you do at what time and what place. So you got the word?
Blinders.
Not blinders, some other word they use.
For the horses.
Yeah, no, not blinders. There's some other word. You see the listeners, somebody will send it there. So you listeners, what's the thing they put on the horse there? You must remember. So, what is it, Sriman? What is it? So you must remember. So anyway, break time, somebody will send it to us. Yeah, anybody knows the thing they put on the horse, you understood? It's a nice word in English, you must remember that. So, that actually is hikmah. So, when you analyze that word, so that the horse knows where it must run, how it must run, what it must do. So, hikmah means you must remember that is what to do at that time, at that place. Al-Imam Shafi said the hikmah refers to sunnah. So, your teacher you got is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The students you got are the Sahaba. The curriculum is yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakihim wa yuallimuhum al-kitab wal-hikmah. Who will be the examiner? Who will be the examiner? Allah says, I am the examiner. Ulaikal, I give you the best teachers, best curriculum, best everything, kitab, everything. Now I must come examine. So Allah Ta'ala says, I am taking exam. Surah Hujurat, open the starting verses 2, 3 and that. امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى. What a difficult test. Allah Ta'ala took the imtihan to possess taqwa, piety, Allah consciousness. لهم مغفرتو وأجر عظيم. Where is that tablet?
It's blinkers.
Yeah, blinkers. There's the word. Not what you said?
Blinders.
Yeah, that's what I knew. That's not. Blinkers. So you said you got blinkers on. You know we use it, blinkers. So you must remember that. That's the word, blinkers. So you must remember that today we must understand the philology and take the lesson out from there. The blinkers. So now, then when you got all this, so Allah says, the examination is you got taqwa. Lahum maghfirah. See, even if you committed mistakes, sins, I forgave you. If Allah forgave, who got the right to criticize them? It's a big thing. وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Not only forgave you, I will give you. You see, when I wrote exam these that, so they told me you pass Kamlode. I never knew what the meaning of Lode. I say, oh, distinction. I say, very good. So you must remember these type of things here. So they pass word distinction. They pass word flying colors, we'll say. You must remember these things here. So that is what we should remember this. So lahum maghfirat wa junazim. Then the history of the madrasa, which was the first madrasa Darul Uloom. So Dar-e Arqam, where Safa is, there was Sahabi's house, where Sayyidina Umar embraced Islam. So that was the first madrasa. And then that madrasa, students come, go, finish. Then you come there to Medina, the madrasa increase, Ashab-e Suffa. So the madrasa is hostel. You stay here inside. Stood day and night, no going out. So you see, so that is the deal that you have madrasa with a hostel. Abu Huraira was a big ship here. Amiru Twalaba. He was the one in charge of the students, like you see. He says, I used to collapse. I used to ask people, not because I didn't know, I knew, but I thought at least they'll take me home and give me some food. So like that, you must remember this. So the numbers used to fluctuate, 50, 60, 70, like that. But I'm saying Abu Huraira was a famous one there. So he's a graduate of Ashab-e Suffa, you see, Suffa Madrasa, Masjid Nabawi, like that. So that is the history of the Madaris, and so for Darul Uloom, call whatever you want. Now the time came, you passed, you did everything, so now we have to give you certificate. So what's the certificate? Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah. Allah didn't exempt anyone, you must remember that. You see, that's the thing. And that is dunya. And then year after, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. So therefore, for us, we say, أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاءَ. From where we got this term? Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, and verse number 108. You must remember that. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ. Say, this is my way and my path. I invite people towards Almighty Allah with firm conviction. So we must have dalil, we must have proof. You can't just speak like that. Ana, so ana is sunnah. Wa manittaba'ani, and those who follow me immaculately. Normally our ulama people, they translate and those who follow me. That translation also is incomplete. When you study the word ittiba, go to the philology history. So it is a cow, and the cow gave birth to the tabi, or tabi'ah, you see. So how that calf will follow the mother everywhere. So we must imitate for the follow Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam immaculately in all walks of life. You see, so that. So wamanit taba'ani. So, ala basiratin, ana, that's sunnah, wa manittaba'ani, and those who followed me immaculately. So that is the jama'ah. Jama'ah of who? Sahaba. You got it? So you must remember. From that ayat, this term has been coined and derived and so. So we, when we started here with Allah's fadl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercies, Allah's benevolence, hadha min fadli rabbi, hadha rahmatu min rabbi, we started in April, you must remember, 2018, the Markaz Sahaba, with Allah's help and mercy. It's more than 6 years now. So, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So, we went to make Mashura with Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haq Sahab, say Markaz Sahaba, you see. So, make different food. Because he knows that we want to be 100% to promote and preserve and protect the creed and belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you see. So then one day I'm sitting. So the radio's name was Markaz Sahaba. So I'm sitting by the Kaaba Musharrafa. I'm looking. So Allah put in the head, you see. Say Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Sahaba Jama'ah. Good. So like that. So that is how it came. Then I said, every presenter, that is how you must say it. Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So that is why it should be our mission in life that how we, I say in Urdu, Arabic, you will say, in Urdu, namus sahaba ka tahaffuz karna farz aur wajib hai. To protect the honor and dignity of every sahabi is compulsory upon every true Muslim. So inshallah we'll go for a break and then we'll come to the second part, Durus e Karbala. So that's this one topic we made in our head, that hard lessons you must learn. You understood? From Karbala and so forth and so on. You brought that page today? No?
No.
So you must remember that anyway. So you must remember that. I'll bring it from upstairs, inshallah. So inshallah, we will go through that there and give you lessons. That till today, people, they confuse. You must remember that. That our topic, we're not in this and that. Our topic is only one. Topic is Sayyidina Hussein passed away as a martyr. That is unanimous. E kutila mazluma. But many people passed away as martyrs. Sayyidina Hussein, Sayyidina this thing, Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, and all. Sayyidina Hamza passed away, and he's Sayyidu Shuhada. But we hardly know when he passed away and all that, you see. So it shows we also got a little bit influenced by the Shias and all. And he's Sayyidu Shuhada. That's very important. And second thing we must know, that is the only topic. We don't want to divert here and there. Man qatal al Hussein, that who martyred Sayyidina Hussein. That is the thing we want to discuss. So because our people are cursing, Sahaba are cursing other people and so forth and so on. But the Shias, so I told Hazrat Mufti Sahib yesterday, I said, what a charaha. I said that Shio walo ne likha khud, they wrote themselves that we murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, and then we blamed it on the Sunnis. So Hazrat say, well, 9-11 kitara. He used the word 9-11, even I was surprised. He said, our 9-11 kitara. Khud ki aur musalmano par dal diya. You see that? So that is the same, very similar, like, you know, example it is. So then, inshallah, we go for break and then we come back, inshallah.
Inshallah, we'll meet our listeners after the break.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Sunniya har ja dhoom macha de shan sahaba zindabad. Sunniya har ja dhoom macha de shan sahaba zindabad. Shan sahaba zindabad. Shan sahaba zindabad. Dushman ko paigham suna de shan sahaba zindabad. Shan sahaba zindabad. Shan sahaba zindabad. Shan sahaba zindabad. Sunniya har ja dhoom macha de shan sahaba zindabad. Shan sahaba zindabad. Shan sahaba zindabad. Aqa par sab kuch lutwaya. Aqa par sab kuch lutwaya. Tan man dhan sab kuch lutwaya. Tan man dhan sab kuch lutwaya. Rab ne usko jhang bhi banaya. Aqa par sab kuch lutwaya. Aqa par sab kuch lutwaya. Aqa par sab kuch lutwaya. Rab ne usko jhang bhi banaya. Rab ne usko jhang bhi banaya. Jhangvi ka tu mission suna de shan sahaba zindabad. Shan sahaba zindabad. Shan sahaba zindabad. Jhangvi ka tu mission suna de shan sahaba zindabad. Shan sahaba zindabad. Shan sahaba zindabad. Sunniya har ja dhoom macha de shan sahaba zindabad. Shan sahaba zindabad. Shan sahaba zindabad. Shan sahaba zindabad. Rab ko sahaba kitne pyare. 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 Madh sara Quran ke paare. Rab ko sahaba kitne pyare. Rab ko sahaba kitne pyare. Rab ko sahaba kitne pyare. Madh sara Quran ke paare. Madh sara Quran ke paare. Madh sara Quran ke paare. Pad pad ke ayat suna de shan sahaba zindabad. Shan sahaba zindabad. شان صحابہ زندہ باد پڑھ پڑھ کے آیات سنا دے شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد سنیا ہر جا دھوم مچا دے شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد نبی نے ان کو کہا ہے تارے 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 دشمن پیٹے چھری مارے نبی نے ان کو کہا ہے تارے نبی نے ان کو کہا ہے تارے دشمن پیٹے چھری مارے دشمن پیٹے چھری مارے دشمن کو تو سبق سکھا دے شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد دشمن کو تو سبق سکھا دے شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد سنیا ہر جا دھوم مچا دے شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد چنگبی نے ہم کو ہے جگایا چنگبی نے ہم کو ہے جگایا آزم نے ہم کو ہے جگایا حیدر نے ہم کو ہے جگایا کفر کے منہ سے نقاب ہٹایا جھنگوی نے ہم کو ہے جگایا جھنگوی نے ہم کو ہے جگایا کفر کے منہ سے نقاب ہٹایا کفر کے منہ سے نقاب ہٹایا قائد کی تعریف دوہرا دے شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد سنیا ہر جا دھوم مچا دے شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ زندہ باد شان صحابہ
مارکس صحابہ the voice of اہل سنہ والجماعہ
Respected listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we continue with this topic on the rank of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, as well as Durus-e Karbala, the lessons of Karbala. Mufti Saab, man qatala al-Husayn radiallahu anhu? Who killed Husayn radiallahu anhu?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Here three discussions quickly because of time constraint. To say Imam Hussein, Imam Hassan is permissible, but better to say Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. These are the terminology Mustafa Rasulullah used for his beloved grandsons in this world and in the year after. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sahaba, see, there's my grandson. Inna ibni hadha Sayyidun. So Nabi alayhi salam called him Sayyid. Hadith in Tirmizi, authentic, Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. So they are both the leaders of the youth in Jannah. So that is the term we should give currency. When we use the term Imam, so one way or the other, directly and indirectly, unintended consequences, that we are imitating the Shias. When the Shias use the term Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Baqir, Imam Jafar, then in the ending Imam Mahdi, they mean Imam Ma'sumin. They give them the rank of prophets and messengers, and even greater than prophets and messengers. So understand that. So we should not be imitating. But we see it's permissible, but we will say it's better to use Sayyidina. Second one is this, that we must remember, this I told you several times, that who martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anh, go open all these books, Al-Irshad by Sheikh Mufid. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala who raised his hands Mubarak made dua against the Shias and cursed them and told them that you saying that you're coming here to help me فَقَتَلُونَا but you're coming to murder us and kill us. That is Sayyidina Hussein saying. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's son Hazrat Zainul Abidin told them that you are the ones who left my father in a lurch. Tomorrow Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will tell you, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You don't belong to this ummah. Al-Ihtijaj of Tabrasi. You see that? Then Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and so his beloved daughter, so that she said, you must remember, Ya Ahle Kufa, Ya Ahle Shia. Ya Ahle Kufa, Ya Ahle Shia is mentioned together. So you must remember, you are the people, Allah curses you and decimates you. You murdered, martyred my father, Sayyidina Hussein, and you martyred my grandfather, Sayyidina Ali. In the ending, you will see, they say, Nahnu qatalna Aliyan wa bani Aliyi bi yusuyufin hindiyatin wa rimahi. So they admitted to it themselves. So what more we want? The chor, the crook is telling you, I stole. The murderer is telling you, I committed this murder. And this is, you must remember that in Ihtijaj, also by Tabrasi. I told you just now, they say Imam Baqir. These are all Ahlu Sunnah. They just hijack their names and so. So Imam Baqir says, you'll understand, so you must remember this. Hazrat Zainul Abidin said also, Inna ha'ulai yabkuna alayna. Today the Shias are crying upon us. Faman qatalana ghayruhum. Who else killed us besides them? You see that? Same thing, Ihtijaj. So you must remember that. Hazrat Baqir said, you must remember that he is the father of Jafar Sadiq. You must remember that. Lokana nasu kulluhum lana Shia. So you must remember that if all the people became Shia, three quarter of them will be Shakak, they will have a lot of doubt and suspicion and so, and the last quarter, 25% Ahmak, they fools and idiots. Rijalul Kashi. You see that? That's their book by Allama Nobakhti. Scholar Sadiq, Jafar Sadiq says, Ama wallahi lo ajidu minkum salatata mu'mineen. So you must remember, if I find three people who are really believers and all that, so still I'll tell you that you must remember, you're not really speaking the truth. In Usulul Kafi is there. So it shows, you must remember, that they themselves realized that what lies they did. I want to give you two more references to show you the lessons of Karbala. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, and this is also in Ihtijaj. So he told them, the Shia, Ara, Wallahi, I Hassan, I am seeing and saying, Wallahi, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an, Khairan li min ha'ula. They are better for me. So Amir Muawiyah is better for me than you, min ha'ula. Yaz'umuna annahum li Shia. They make like they my party, they're following me, all that. But if the Ghokatli, they want to murder me and kill me. And they injured him also. And then, they were akhadu mali, they stole his money also and his wealth and all that. You want to say you love Ahlul Bayt. You murder Sayyidina Hussein. And you try to murder Sayyidina Hassan, attempted murder. And you steal his wealth and assets. So which kind of people are you? You got it? And if it is in our books, then you can say propaganda, this is your book, Pakka. If any Shia in any part of the world tell me I'm talking lies, here's the reference here. Not one Shia can break this argument. Then the last one, see this one here. Wahad, this is in A'yanu Shia. This is what I'm sitting in now. It's in a book called A'yanu Shia. Wahad in Nusus, all this of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, تَبَيَّنَ لَنَا, that it makes it clear to us and all that who are the qatala, the murderers of Sayyidina Hussein, حَقِيقِيُونَ, in the reality, إِنَّهُمْ شِيَةُ أَيْ أَهْلُ الْكُوفَ, they are the Shias, the people of Kufa. They're clarifying the whole thing. Kala ku kala kar diya, safed ku safed kar diya. They made what is white, white, and they made what is black, black. You know, therefore, the Shias, they wear black though, day and night, you see, in Muharram. And then they hit themselves because they were cursed. Then he goes on and then he says, see, yeah. فَلِمَاذَا نُحَمِّلُ أَهْلَ السُنَّةِ أَيْ مَسْؤُولِيَةَ مَقْتَلِ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. You know, they use the kind words. Then why did we go and blame the Ahlu Sunnah for the murder of Sayyidina Hussein? You see that? So it's another 9/11 job. And if you want, it's another Israeli Jutla job. If you ask the Jutlas now, why are you murdering, killing 200,000 people a day in Gaza? They will say they attacked us, you must remember, on 7th October and all that. They won't speak about the 76 years and all these type of things, that they were murdering, stealing, all the things there. Therefore, today, I sent it out on the groups and all. So you must remember that Lapid not a harami. So he told, you must remember this guy, Bibi Netanyahu, you're a crybaby. You're a crybaby, and forever you're playing victim. You see that? He told him, forever you're playing victim. You must see, I sent it to you all also. So you must remember, forever you're playing victim. That is the old trick of the Jutlas. So the Jutlas, the Jews, and Shias are the same thing. And the Rijalul Kashi, Allama Nobakhti wrote there, that the founding father of Shia Azam are Jews. So they always want to play the victim. So that is how they try and get away and win sympathy of people. So we must remember. Now listen to this, then we finish. وَلِهَذَا قَالَ سَيِّدْ مُحْسِنَ الْأَمِينَ بَايَ الْحُسَيْنِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْإِرَاقِ. So people who took the oath of allegiance on Hussein, meaning on the wakil, on the representative of Sayyidina Hussein. Sayyidina Hussein left Makkah on the 8th of Zulhijjah, 60th year of the Hijrah, the day Hajj started. He started his journey. Great Sahaba came, you must remember that. Who? So you must remember Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Zubair. His own brother, Muhammad bin Hanafiyyah, came. You remind me, I must tell you about Muhammad bin Hanafiyyah. So they came and begged him, don't go. He said, no, I'm going. So anyway, they said, okay, you go. So he went. On the 9th of Zilijjah, the day of, you must remember, of Arafat, he sent before Muslim bin Aqil. Sayyidina Ali's brother's name is Aqil. So Muslim bin Aqil is his son. So they were cousins. So Muslim bin Aqil was martyred there in Iraq on that day. He was unaware of it. So he went and they took the oath of allegiance there and they said, we would, Sayyidina Hussein, we will be there, and all those kind of things. So 20,000. And then غَدَرُوا بِهِ, they committed treachery. وَخَرَجُوا عَلَيْهِ, they turned against him, and then they would turn rebellious against him. And وَبَيَّتُوا فِي عَنَاقِهِمْ, they still had the bayah on their necks. Meaning they never broke it or cancelled it. You see that? وَقَتَلُوهُ وَقَتَلُوهُ, and they martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein. أَعْيَانُ شِيَا. What bigger dalil evidence you want than this? Clear cut edit. So inshallah, Mawaz Zahid Khan will translate all this, inshallah al-Aziz.
Inshallah.
I told you, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he got married, you must remember, after Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, to many other wives and so forth. So one son was Muhammad bin Hanafiyyah. You must remember that. So now, today, what our people, that is the sad part. People start criticizing Amir-e-Muawiyah. The man who ruled the Ummah for almost 20 years, you're criticizing him. Nobody among Sahaba ruled the Ummah for such a long period. Every Sahabi accepted him. There was only one Khalifa, one Amir al-Mu'min. And you come now after 14 centuries plus minus and you want to criticize. Think properly. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ لَا شَرِكُمْ. We must curse you. Hadith in Tirmidhi. You see? So now, people say Yazid shouldn't read Salat. He should drink alcohol. He should do this. He should do this. Muhammad bin Hanafiyyah, the brother of Sayyidina Hussein, so he met Yazid, and he said, all these things you all are saying, you must remember, I never saw him reading, not reading Salat. I saw him reading Salat. You all say drink alcohol. I found him sober every day. Everything you are saying to me doesn't make sense, because they told him, no, he did all that Riya and Wasum'ah, just to show you and this. So he said, but he is the leader, for what he had to impress me and all that. I can't cause him any harm. You understood? Mm-hmm. So anyway, he took the bay'ah on Yazid. Who? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's son, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's brother. What is his name? Muhammad bin Hanafiyyah. When the people continued on objecting and all that, he said, see, the Quran Sharif teaches us one usul, and that's the usul I want to give you. And that's what he told them, you must remember. And if you want this whole incident, go open Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya and all that, you will find it there. He said that in life, when you speak, illa man shahida bil haqq. So you must remember that you must give testimony on truth. وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ, and you know. Not you, either udar ki baate. Not what you got, you understand, propaganda and all that. He quoted this verse, Illa man shahida bilhaqi wa hum ya'lamun, Surah number 43, Surah Zukhruf of the Noble Quran, and verse 86. You got it? So remember, he's a brother of Sayyidina Hussein, and he stood with Yazid all the time. So you must remember that. So that's a dalilun bayin, that lot of things are said. We're not here to difa' an Yazid, we are difa' an ilhaq. We are not here to cover up for Yazid or something. So I always say, in Siyaru A'lamin Nubala, Allama Dhahabi summed it up very beautifully. He said regarding Yazid, we will say, La nuhibbuhu wa la nasubbuhu. We will not say we love him like how we love other people, but likewise we will not curse him and sway him also. Understood? Like what the kuffar Shias are doing and all that. You see, so you must speak academically. Don't come here with your emotions and fairy tales and all that. So that is the durus, the lessons we learn from Karbala.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahab for this lesson. We head on now for Mufti Sahab will announce the program.
Okay. Okay, let me just go there. 12 o'clock news, inshallah, with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter the Umrah, because people going for Umrah now, mashallah, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, remember, and Medina is discussing. Then 1 o'clock Zohar Azan, then 1 o'clock, 2, you must remember, to 105 to 130, Tafsir, Surah Nisa, verse 141. 130 to 2, Tafsir, from the archive, Surah Waqiyah, chapter 56, verses 75 to 96. 2 to 3, lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali, 3 to 3:45, the repeat of this morning's Q&A, then Maulana Zahir Mangera. 4 to 5, Islahi Shari'at wa Tariqat. So you must remember that, how we must understand what is Shari'at and Tariqat. Shari'at is the law, and Tariqat is the Tasawwuf. You must remember that. So that is very important also for us to understand. And thereafter, 5 to 7 is Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the Tafsir. 7:30 to 8, Maulana Dawood Siddat. 8 to 9, Maulana Musa Lahir. Olive tree with the children, baby children, and that. And 9 to 10, Qalbe Salim with Muhammad Salim Kareem, inshaAllah. Aziz. Wonderful program. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullah khairah. Next, inshaAllah, our news with Haji Suleiman Esop. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.